playing Girl Talk, the game of truth or dare.
Naked!
You can wear a ring around your finger, ring pop.
Naked!
It is a beautiful part of this nutritious breakfast.
Naked!
Mondo!
It's time for Meg Reacts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our second Meg Reacts of the season. I hope you're all having a lovely day. How are you this evening, my love?
Well, I was good. Until you decided to clog my nose with your stenchy behind.
I have no stenchy behind.
You always have a stenchy behind.
Yay, marriage.
I don't even know.
The mute button comes in handy a lot on these episodes because they don't hear it.
Those are the ones that are the worst.
Well, you have no idea how appropriate all of this is because today we're going to be looking at food commercials.
Okay.
And because every single time we have this discussion, the very first question she asks is, what did you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's always your response after? Air gives you gas.
It's true.
I have no idea what your problem is.
Now what's worse is when I ask you and then you go
and it was,
you can't even hide it. You can't even fake it.
And it's like broccoli and celery and carrots and things like that, you know.
Oh, no. No, no. It's like
bread.
Chicken. Yeah. Spicy chicken. With some kind of funky hot sauce that makes even the hairs on other parts of your body, I can't even say, fall off.
Sriracha sauce.
No wonder your breath smells like
Chipotle.
Inside of a toilet sometimes.
Chipotle sauce. Cayenne pepper. Yippee-ki-yay, mother pepper. Yippee-ki-yay, mother pepper. That's the one. What?
See, he always breaks first. I'm the queen.
It depends on the topic.
Mm.
All right. So today we're going to look at food commercials. I think we've got five or six.
Mm.
So we'll go ahead and get started.
Have I ate at these places?
No, these aren't restaurants. They're just food.
Oh, okay.
Because we've done fast food restaurants, but these are just regular 90s food commercials.
Okay.
Or also could be snacks, like snack foods and things like that.
Right.
Where are you? Murphy? Johnson? School's out. School is out. Is the cargo safe? Come in, come in.
Beefy.
Chef Boyardee, beef ravioli, beef the knee.
Chef Boyardee, do you remember those commercials?
I don't remember that one, but I remember a lot of Chef Boyardee.
Do you remember that slogan where they would always do the beefy or feed the need, and it was that kid who was always crazy? I mean, there was one where the Chef Boyardee was in the microwave and he was spinning around real slow, and that same kid was watching it go around.
Yeah, I remember that one.
What are your thoughts on Chef Boyardee?
I think it's Emmy.
Do you like Chef Boyardee?
Ravioli, yeah.
You like Chef Boyardee, but not Campbell's chicken noodle soup?
Yeah, because Campbell's chicken noodle soup tastes like barf. It's gross.
Is there anything other than ravioli for Chef Boyardee that you like?
I mean, I didn't mind the SpaghettiOs and things like that, but I didn't really care.
I don't think Chef Boyardee did SpaghettiOs.
I forgot what all they did.
I mean, they did.
I just thought the ravioli, the beefaroni.
Beefaroni.
The beefaroni I don't really care much for, but
I think they had beefagetti and then just spaghetti with meatballs.
Yeah. And I never really ate much of those. It was mostly the ravioli. That's still my go-to, is the ravioli. It's always the ravioli.
And that's translated to our son, because Jensen
loves it. Sam would not eat it, and he still won't eat it. Like, we tried to give it to Sam when he was little, just for meals, because, you know, little ones. Trying to get him to eat some stuff at home, and that was one of the first, because Sam loved my spaghetti, so I thought, oh, he'll like this ravioli. He wouldn't touch SpaghettiOs, ravioli, any other pasta except my spaghetti.
Nothing could top mom's spaghetti.
I mean,
and
makes your knees weak, arms and are heavy. You know?
Yep. And like anything that was even remotely, I know, anything that was remotely similar,
yeah,
like in terms of ingredients, it didn't come close.
To this day, Sam and will not touch any pasta at all, except for the spaghetti dinner that I fix. He will not eat lasagna. He will not eat macaroni and cheese. He won't even eat like the hamburger helper meals that come with some of the different types of pasta. He won't touch it, and he definitely won't touch Chef Boyardee. But Jensen, though, yes, he's the, like I said, that's the one thing that my children are complete opposites, is their food taste. So it's really hard to cook dinner for all four of us.
Spaghetti's
the only meal that we will all four eat. That's it.
And pizza,
yes.
Spaghetti and pizza.
We can order pizza but no, I mean, it would have to be an ordered pizza. I cannot go to the store and buy a frozen pizza, because Sam half the time will not eat frozen pizza.
Yep.
He's like, this doesn't taste that good, which I can understand. They're normally not that good unless you get DiGiorno. They're the closest thing to a real, you know, store pizza. But yeah, ravioli, there's some in our pantry as we speak that I bought for Jensen.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Once you find yourself in the middle of most sandwich cookies, you'll find there's not so much middle in the middle.
Oi, tell me.
But now there's new cookies and cream Dunkaroos. You can make a sandwich cookie with as much frosting as you want in the middle. Because you take special chocolatey cookies and dunk them into creamy white frosting, then put them together for a sandwich cookie that puts you in the middle of a lot of fun. New cookies and cream Dunkaroos. Lots of middle.
Lots of fun.
Probably one of the best food things to ever come out of the 90s, Dunkaroo dip. It is so good. One of our favorite Christmas treats that we get every year, thanks to our friend Joe, because he makes it for our Christmas party with him every year.
Yep. Yeah, for once they discontinued the Dunkaroos, he would make Dunkaroo dip every Christmas. And it was cake mix, and
it's like a box of like
yellow cake mix, a whole thing of whipped cream, cream cheese, marshmallow cream.
Yeah, maybe I'd have to ask him.
And then like the confetti and
sprinkles, yeah. But it's
mix it up.
It's literally like eating like soft serve birthday cake is essentially what it's like. And then I mean, it makes a big bowl of me use graham crackers.
Get the graham crackers and swoop. Oh my gosh.
It is delish. One of his biggest like
food, one of his staples.
That he always makes every year. It doesn't matter.
And the banana punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my banana punch.
Yeah. But I remember those little snacks, and I loved the cookie. That's why I was like, oh, when I saw it, because yes, it was like eating an Oreo, but Dunkaroo dip, the cream of the Dunkaroo dip was so much better. So like dipping the Oreo cookie in the Dunkaroo dip, amazing. And yes.
I remember the handy snacks before the Dunkaroos, where it was just those little crackers with the little container of cheese on the
end. I liked those too,
and that used to come with a little red plastic piece that you could scoop and spread
it on. Yeah.
And then they just stopped doing away with that and gave you like a little cracker stick, and and then they came out with Dunkaroos, and I didn't care about handy snacks anymore. I wanted the Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
And those commercials, that was right when they had like the Oh, what did we just watch? We just watched one on the last episode where the faces would change.
The Gushers?
Gushers, that was it. I kept thinking Gakoids in my head. I'm like, no, they didn't have Gakoids fruit candies. But it reminded me of the Gushers, and it reminded me of those popsicles, the different ice creams, whenever the kid would lick it and then something would change in his room. That real extreme close-ups and bright colors and things like that. Definitely right in that pocket of extreme in-your-face 90s commercials targeted towards kids. But
yeah,
they worked. And we love Dunkaroos, and now they're back.
And yes, I just noticed that they brought it back, and I love it. I'm slowly starting to see so many things from 90s come back with a bang. Like, I mean, even some fashions kind of come back a little bit.
Oh, we need to get some Dunkaroos and have the boys try them, see if they like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they would.
I'm sure they would.
Our youngest pretty much eats just about any kind of sweet you put in front of his face.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't too much he don't eat.
He's his father's son for sure.
Yeah. All Sam's right. More like me. I'm picky.
Yeah, very. not a bad thing. Just, yeah. They are. Jensen gets his eating habits from me and Sam from you.
Yeah.
All right, next.
It's the Handy Snacks Awesome Toy Giveaway.
Yay! The fun part.
You could win $100 or $500 gift certificate good for anything at Toys R Us.
Wow, the boring cart.
You can look in specially marked Handy Snacks 8-packs.
More fun.
Thousands will play. Hundreds will win.
More boring.
Or for free game piece and rules, write Handy Snacks Box 4612 Blair, Nebraska 68009.
Fun. Boring.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Subject to rules. Game ends 4/30/92.
There was your achievement.
And see, I forgot what episodes I picked. I picked all this stuff.
It's funny.
I go to make these episodes or plan all this stuff out right at the beginning of the season, but before the season even starts, so that I can start making the thumbnails and all that stuff. So I forgot. I had completely forgotten that I picked Handy Snacks. I'm just now clicking the next arrow and then play. So yeah, I forgot I picked Handy Snacks.
Yeah.
But do you know who that was in that commercial? No. We'll have to look at it again. Yeah.
Oh, Danny Tamborelli.
Yep. A quick freeze frame and she knows who it is.
Yep.
Yeah, Danny was in quite a few commercials. I mean, he was in those Magic. Do you remember those Magic toys? And I don't mean like the Magic eight. Card game, but not even Magic 8-Ball, because they had Magic Works. Because it would be a little pack, a little box that had a single magic trick in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was one with a skeleton in it, and it was in a little coffin, and you could slice it in half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Magic Works set number one and then set number two. I think Danny Tamborelli came in for that. Him and Summer Sanders were on the Soundbite Sucker commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Last Action Hero action figures, and Danny was on that. Danny did quite a few commercials back in the 90s, but Handy Snacks or Dunkaroos?
Oh, Dunkaroos. I mean, I love cheese, but sometimes the cheese stuff always kind of wasn't my favorite. I didn't have to have it.
I love the cheese. See, but I gotta do, I
you am, just want the big can of Cheese Whiz, don't you?
Yeah, I've done that before. But I was kind of guilty of not even wanting the crackers and give the crackers to my friends. And I would just scoop it out with my scoop the cheese out with my finger, just eat the cheese.
Like now, like the Lunchables that they still make. Like I would love to eat the cheese just out of there. Like it's one of my favorite things to eat. And I could just pass along the meat to everybody else. But
yeah.
I do remember eating those though.
It was just a Lunchable pack with just the cheese.
Just all cheese packs. All give me all the protein. Just give me a bunch of cheese protein. That's I'm good.
Constipation in a bag.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised those snacks didn't just constipate the heck out of a lot of kids. I'm just saying. You got your
So that's Sam's problem.
No, because he don't like cheese. Not that much.
Yeah, kids weird.
I don't get it. I love cheese. Are you crazy?
Picky like his mom.
I've expanded my food taste.
You have.
Getting older. Like
since we've been married.
As a kid, I was very picky, though. So I can't argue with Sam because, I mean, he's exactly like I was at his age. It didn't take until I was 18 to start eating.
It took until kids camp.
Green beans. Yeah, green beans. It was kids camp who introduced me to green
when
beans.
When you were a camp counselor.
And he at least will eat green beans. So
He does really good at eating veggies.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
The laws of modern science, Oni, can't explain the physics of Kraft cheese and macaroni.
Because when the cheese starts flowing, Kraft gets your noodle going.
Cheese, cheese.
It's a wild with macaroni.
Old man made monster Oni.
Let's create your own symphony.
A rattlesome dino bony.
It's Kraft cheesy macaroni.
Because when the cheese starts flowing, Kraft gets your noodle going.
I remember that commercial.
Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of those.
Now, we all know that we both love mac and cheese, but you know I am not a huge fan of Kraft macaroni and cheese as much as you are.
Mm-hmm. I just love mac and cheese. I've always loved mac and cheese. My parents used to say that, mom specifically would say that I would get mad if we had supper with no mac and cheese. I had to have it every meal. It was a
staple in the household.
and I always had Kraft. Kraft macaroni and cheese was the thing. I don't know why she didn't get the Velveeta.
That's all we lived off on was the Velveeta mac and cheese.
I think because it was a little more expensive.
It is.
I don't want to say expensive, but it cost a little more.
It was more than the Kraft. Kraft ones are like a dollar now, and I think the regular boxes of the Velveeta are like $2 something. So yeah.
And because I had to have it so often, it was just cheaper to get the Kraft. And
yeah, you could get a big bundle of them for like $5.
So. I was happy with those.
I mean, even now I still buy them just because I know he'll eat them. Like if I'm gonna be gone or something and he just and the kids have something else to eat, he'll just fix them a box of mac and cheese.
And here very recently I've started adding hot sauce to my mac and cheese.
Well, and now you can get it in like the Flamin' Hot Cheeto, which just makes me want to gag. It looks so gross.
And
the jalapeno one. I'm crazy. I do this to myself. I buy these things for him because I know it'll get that reaction. And I love to get that reaction out of him when I find something he hasn't seen and he goes, oh, like, I don't know. It must just be the giddiness in me of that I love. Part of the job of a good wife is to find things for your husband that he didn't know about. And those were the first things I saw those on the shelf. And I went, oh my God, that looks gross. I got to get it for Alex.
Alex will like it.
I got to get it. I mean, I was like, at least he'll be the one to eat it all because I ain't touching it. So because
we'll have those nights when you're like, I just don't feel like cooking. We'll scrounge around the house. Okay, that's fine.
Or if I'm gone or at a rehearsal.
Yeah, at a rehearsal or something, and boys will have leftovers and.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's almost 11 o'clock at night here. We've been busy all
like, it just hit me out of nowhere.
But yeah, and I'll just make me some mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten now, because of that, because of those two that you gave me, I will now start adding hot sauces to whenever I fix me a plate of just regular mac and cheese.
He puts it on everything. He ruins my good, well-cooked meals with his junky hot sauce.
Garlic hot sauce and spaghetti.
See?
Ugh. It's so good.
He's trying to kill me. He's trying to put me in an early grave.
Says the woman who went to Florida and came back with, what, $40 worth of hot sauces
know,
for me?
I know, because I'm psycho.
And they were all good. I still have one left.
I keep hoping that will entice him to come to Panama City with me just so we can go to the hot sauce store.
Yeah, there's a hot sauce store.
But wasn't as good as the one in Panama.
Well, then you can go to Panama and you can bring it back.
You're going
to
come with me. I got news for you. Your kids want to go.
They have a good time.
Yeah. No.
All right. We have one left.
Okay.
Once you pop, the fun don't stop.
We'll be right back.
Pasta. Listen, I'm going to say that was probably one of the most truest advertisement of Chip. Because let me just say, when the girl wipes her hand on her shorts from the regular chips, that's true. Those things are so coated in salt and grease that you're literally like, but Pringles do not do that. It is true. They are not.
Do they still do that? I don't consider that to be much of a problem anymore.
What?
The bag chips. Do they still you really greasy hands?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Especially Lay's.
We usually get Pringles or Ruffles.
No,
I get Ruffles sometimes. We usually get Pringles. But Chip, I'll get like Flamin' Hot Ruffles or something like that.
This household has their fill of chips of every kind, every brand. They don't care. We get off brand, we get name brand. But they love them all. The boys love them some chips.
Yep.
Love Pringles. And they love the original Pringles. And one of my favorite things I used to do as a kid was what they did in the commercial was the duck lips.
Duck lips.
That was my favorite thing to do. Because, yes, I love Pringles. Sour cream and onion are always my favorite. And I, gosh, what was it? Like, several years ago, they made pumpkin flavored ones. And I've never seen them.
Gosh.
But this year for seasonal, for fall, and they've, I guess, just continued them, but they did sweet potato ones and like a harvest blend. So I don't know what the harvest ones taste like. But now they've got like so many like spicy ones. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I got you a couple of spicy ones at night because I'm like, oh, Lord. So it's even so sad now that when Sam goes with me to the store, he looks for chips to buy his father because they're spicy. Because he knows Dad will like these. So that's what we do. Like, we
go through
the chip aisle. That's one of the things he spots and goes, oh, Mom, we need to get these for Dad.
I love how excited my family gets just to see my reaction whenever I try these foods.
It is. It's a thing. Like, that's why I've said Alex is one of the easiest persons to shop for.
I'm so basic.
You could, for a birthday present, if you're like, oh, I don't know what to get him, nothing new has come out or there's nothing to find, I just go get him a bag of some kind of wild spicy beef jerky and some wild spicy peanuts and some Dr. Pepper with a flavor in it, and he's good.
Mm-hmm. My birthday's in October. My boss will, every October, she just buys me a bag of different pumpkin foods.
Yeah. And pumpkin, he's happy as a clam.
Pumpkin applesauce, pumpkin cookies, mm-hmm. pumpkin muffins, pumpkin pancake mix, pumpkin butter. I mean, all in one bag. She goes out for like September.
I seriously keep trying to think of a food. Like, what else could they make pumpkin into?
Pumpkin gasoline.
I mean, yeah. Let's just start pumping.
Would smell great.
I mean, they don't make a pumpkin cologne, but they've made a pumpkin body fragrance, which I've bought before from Bath and Body.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, the hand soaps.
I mean, I do love the hand soaps, but I mean, like,
Dr. Squatch needs
a cologne. How did we get on the subject? We're
supposed to have one. They did have a pumpkin one. They had a pumpkin soap for Dr. Squatch.
God.
Because we were talking about foods.
I know. Well,
Pringles, I remember whenever I was in school, I don't know if they still make it anymore, but they had the pizza.
They Pringles. Do still make the
they
pizza.
Still make that?
Yes, they
I
do.
I haven't had that in years.
Yeah. That
and can we talk about the pumpkin Pringles?
Yeah.
Because everyone went,
our sister-in-law was the one who found them one time. And we have, that was many, many years ago.
That was several years ago.
And I've never seen them put it out once. And I'm genuinely shocked because amount of pumpkin foods that I've seen in stores when September hits, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm just amazed at what they put out with pumpkin Pop-Tarts. Of course, there's gobs of pumpkin cereal, which he's not a big cereal eater, but he'd eat it. I mean, I'm just
there's very few pumpkin things I will not eat.
Yeah.
Very few. Pumpkin Peeps? No thanks.
What was it, the only one eating? Was it like the pumpkin peanuts or something that Planters put out? Wasn't there something like pumpkin flavor you didn't care for? That you
There
were just kind of
was,
like, yeah, they're okay.
I don't remember what it was right now.
I could have sworn it was that. Because I was
peanuts?
I think there was like a there were peanuts or cashews or like maybe it was
I don't think it
was
peanuts.
It pecans?
Yeah, pecans, no.
Because you don't like
pecans. I don't like pecans. I can't get past it. It's like pumpkin peeps. Like no. I no.
I'm surprised you'd probably eat that.
Peeps is the coal of Easter. I don't know.
My son loves them.
Who?
Sam.
Sam
has loved peeps since he was a baby.
Child is
the
just
first
adult.
Time he got one, he devoured that thing and
disowned.
To this day, he still and he likes candy corn.
Does anybody want to adopt a 10-year-old child? Because we will give him away along with a lifetime supply of peeps.
No. I tried to entice Alex the other day. We were at Cracker Barrel
no.
because they had Dr. Pepper peeps.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, well, you want these? It's what
no.
you love Dr. Pepper.
No. No.
I was like, come
no.
on.
No. No, 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 no.
That's one of the things the Easter Bunny has to put in Sam's basket is peeps. That he's the only one I buy peeps for because Jensen really.
So is this quotations or is this a little Peter Cottontail?
Peter Cottontail. You want me to do like laser?
Mini-me.
I mean, one of my favorite things, back on the Pringles thing, one of my favorite things to do was
oh,
play
Pringles.
The drums on the top of the Pringles can.
Yes.
Because it would go, bup, 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 bup. Won't you pop the fun, don't stop. Yeah.
And that they played Wipeout in that commercial. And mm-hmm. you know this, but I'm always drumming Wipeout. There's always two things I'm drumming. One
yeah.
is the Terminator theme song, tap 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 tap. I do that all the time, much to her dismay, because it's stuck in there. But if we get playing games, and I'm waiting for people to shuffle the cards and pass out, I start doing the Wipeout.
Like he's got a nervous tick or something.
I don't know what you're talking
about. What is going on?
I don't have any ticks. I haven't been outside in the woods.
Why don't you go outside now?
No, thank you.
Nice and warm.
Okay, so we're going to hang up the call now.
Such a baby. What's your favorite flavor of Pringles?
Pumpkin.
No. Has to be.
Yes.
Okay, so one of the main flavors.
It was. It was pumpkin. It was Pringles. It was delicious.
Way to go.
Of the regular, I just say I'm super basic cheddar. I like
the
cheddar one. But
barbecue ones are pretty good too.
Yeah, I like the barbecue ones, but you give me the spice stuff. It's like, yes, all of it. All of it.
You were on no spice for a while.
Let's see how that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Of these snack foods that we saw today, which one is your favorite? What is the one that you would get most excited to have in your lunchbox? Comment down below and tell us your favorites. As always, thank all of you for tuning into this Meg React. We got a bit more personal today than we normally do, I think, but that's okay. And it's fun.
I mean, fun. I've already been on here for a couple of years. We have to be personal now.
Oh, yeah. We're past all the introductory facade now. It's getting into the nitty-gritty of who he is.
I thought I heard someone snoring.
You did hear someone snoring.
Excuse me. Well, she's not snoring anymore.
Woke up Olivia.
Sorry, that hit me.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, my dearest, for agreeing to do this at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
it's fun. It's fun. We have a good time.
We're going to go to bed soon.
We're going to bed right after this morning. Good night, everybody. Although it's 9 o'clock in the morning when we post this. So good morning, everybody. But we're going to bed right now. And we'll see you in the next Meg Reacts in 4 weeks, I think. 4 weeks? 5 weeks? Next time. Bye, guys. Splatch you later.
I was going to say that.
You were too late.
Inside a center so sweet. Peanut butter cream. Oh, a treat. I drink Yoo-hoo. It's a delicious chocolate snack with vitamins and minerals.
Barbie Corvette, now I'm driving for real.
Pow, pow, power wheels.
To order your Thighmaster, call 1-800-327-8000. Have your credit card ready or send check or money order for $19.95 plus $4.50 for shipping and handling to this address. No CODs, please.
God, you great. Good, Alex.
What?
You reek. Why are you asking a stupid question?
I didn't ask a question. That was not a question. That was a statement. I don't know what your problem is.
Why do you utter such ignorant statements?
Why do you have to have your statements corrected?